This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
This morning, some of you may have seen that I directed the water department not to do any water shutoffs for either residential or commercial properties for the next 60 days till May the 15th. I did that because obviously one of the things that's being said over and over is wash your hands, use good hygiene, clean your surfaces. Well, you've got to have water in order to be able to do that. So we did that this morning. There won't be any water shutoffs. That doesn't mean you don't have to pay your water bill. It means that your water will not be shut off for the next 60 days. And of course, we'll evaluate all these time frames as we go along.
Well, that was more than 4 years ago. The former St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson making that announcement during the height of COVID, saying, we're not going to shut off water. Well, fast forward all these years later, and guess what?
They shut off the water?
They have still not shut off the water for people. And now the bill that the city is having to basically figure out how to tackle is more than $10 million.
Wow.
In unpaid bills. Supposedly this year, they finally started shutting it off for commercial buildings, but not for the residents. So listen to this. This is on STL today. It says, after 4 years without shutoffs, bill collection rates had dropped to 75% in fiscal year 2024, down from 87% in 2019. The ranks of delinquent accounts with more than $500 owed or 90 days late had swelled to approximately 19,000, which is about a fifth of total accounts.
75% of all water bills are delinquent?
Bill collection rates had dropped to 75%.
Okay, so they're only collecting 70. Money on 75%.
Correct.
So 25% of the people refuse to pay their water bill, and some haven't paid it in almost five years
now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You know, this is the, I hate to get back to it, this is the problem with sending your children to time out, because they don't learn anything. If there are no consequences to your actions, whether it's the rent is due, the water bill needs to be paid, the furnace, you know, the gas bill needs to be paid. If people know they can slide on that, they will. Mm-hmm. Turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the sanitation aspect of it. The minute their water goes off, they're going to start squealing like a pig, and then maybe they'll get the message. You got to play hardball sometimes.
Supposedly what the city has done is they've worked with United Way to come up with some sort of aid program that will essentially help people who have all these bills racked up, because they're claiming that they still need to pay them. Now, do we think that they're actually going to pay them?
No.
No, they just hiked rates for the first time in years, not that long ago. And, you know, they've thrown all these ideas out, like federal aid, that's going to be what's going to help people, or they're going to give people $500 each to try to help pay down any sort of outstanding bills.
Who's going to give it to them?
The city was planning to try to do this. They've come up with all these ways to try to help people pay down their bills. But like you said, I think this is the problem, is that, sure, there were probably some people who lost their jobs in 2020 and didn't have income, and they were getting those checks, the stimulus checks.
They were getting
checks,
free money from the government. They didn't spend it on their water bill.
Well, that, you know, so maybe they didn't have the income they were used to. But let's be real, in all these years, they've probably gotten a job, hopefully, and they should be able to pay their bill. And I think people just take advantage of it, and they're thinking, well, the city's not going to do anything about it. Mayor Tashara Jones now is trying to say, oh, we're going to do it, we're going to shut it off. Well, guess what? It's an election year. So do we really think that Mayor Jones is going to shut it off anytime between now and, what would it be, April? No, of course not, because everyone will remember who shut off their water, and that would be a strike against her. And she needs all the support she can get, because the latest poll numbers were not looking so great for her.
Here's what I want to know. I mean, how in the world did we not dedicate part of the Rams money just to relieving people of all of their debt in the city of St. Louis? I'm a little surprised they didn't cook that one up.
Keep in mind, I think that is part of it. I think they had talked about some sort of water infrastructure upgrades that were needed. I know the water department is very strapped for money, and that was one reason why they approved the hike, the rate hike for people, because they were saying, you know, by 2023, we were already really hurting financially, and we need all these upgrades. And The Board of Aldermen was at a stalemate. They couldn't agree on how to spend the Rams settlement money, and so it basically got tabled. It sounds like this session it will not be discussed, because they just couldn't agree with, you know,
well,
how
now
it should
be
spent.
Well, now they're off for the election cycle, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
I think they're out now.
I to a degree, I can understand why they didn't shut it off very temporarily. I found one article that said that 90 U.S. cities and states suspended water shutoffs to tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
Sure.
But that has to be short term. It's kind of like the whole 2 weeks to slow the spread, and 2 weeks turned into 2 months, and that turned into 2 years. And
suspending evictions
going.
Was the one that shocked me the most. If somebody is getting evicted, it means a court of law has decided that they're a scofflaw. that they've refused to pay their rent, no matter how many times they were warned and how many 30-day warnings they were given and extensions. So the answer from the progressive left is to suspend the ability of the homeowner to throw the person out who's living in their property for free, even though the person who owns the property still has to make the mortgage payment. They didn't get any kind of break on having to make the mortgage payment, or they would get sent into court and have their property taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
But the renter, that there were no consequences for that. None.
No, I know. We've talked about this, that my husband and I own some real estate properties, and yeah, that landlord, thankfully we didn't deal with that, but I know friends who are investors who did in fact deal with that, and how frustrating that was for them, where they see the person driving some real nice cars and doing all these crazy, fancy, expensive things, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't pay my rent. And you can't do anything about it. I agree. It was all back, totally backwards. And I don't see them actually following through with this whole water shutoff thing anytime soon. They'll at least get through the election.
Wow. Well, I mean, when you build a system like that that's designed to fail, failure is imminent. I mean, this is what we've come to in the city of St. Louis. So now they probably need to increase the earnings tax to what, 1.5% or 2% of the salary for the people that work here, so
that's
they can
probably coming next.
Make up the difference for the people that refuse to pay their own water bill.
Yep.
Or electric bill. Hey, remember my beef with Ameren? I was in a situation where a tenant refused to move out of a house and had been there for 4 or 5 months, had paid zero rent, name wasn't on the lease, couldn't get him kicked out, kept delaying the eviction in court. So I called Ameren and said, you should turn the power off to my house. Mm-hmm. I don't want power at this address anymore. And Ameren refused to do it because they won't get involved in tenant-landlord disputes. Mm-hmm. Even though I owned the property and I ordered the power to be cut off, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
By the way, the eviction process is not easy.
No.
It's not some simple, hey, they didn't pay rent and I'll prove it to you and, okay, we're going to get them out tomorrow. I mean, it can be drawn out for months and months and months. It can be expensive. And there are many reasons, like, for example, their age or other factors where the city in particular will try to protect the tenant at every cost and make it near impossible for the landlord to get somebody out, even though they're having to foot the bill, the mortgage, and the other person's just basically a leech and living in the property for free.
Yeah, it's why when I hear the infomercials that we run on this radio station a lot, and a lot of other radio stations in town, about how easy it is to make money in the real estate market, I just shake my head, because it can be, but it's far from any sort of guarantee.
No, it's definitely not. It's risky, but that's why it's a high risk, high reward
situation.
It is,
but you have to be prepared for the reality of the fact that there are a lot of scumbags out there who will not pay, who will move into your property and then stop paying your rent. And it's a process. A lot of people know how to play the game and game the system.
Absolutely.
So anyway, but take that one to the bank for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.